Here's what I'm doing. It's very simple. I'm going to illustrate this to you over audio. And then my plan is to create some kind of printable form and PDF to kind of give you some instruction and maybe even a course. And it's going to be a free one because this is just an element that I think is valuable to have. So here's what I'm going to do with email. Now, my biggest problem with email and leaving things as tasks in your email is that flagging and the inbox are two of the biggest enemies to productivity that you can have in email, as far as I'm concerned. A couple reasons. Number one, you end up flagging way too much. So then all your flags just, the flags either lose their importance or they don't matter as much. And I think flagging email versus not flagging an email becomes you start to lose sight of where those things belong. I think that there's something to be said for not flagging or starring emails or whatever. And yes, in Gmail, you could have different types of stars and all that, and I get that. But I want to simplify this as much as possible. So the other reason I don't like the inbox, and I've talked about this before, is that it's a mystery. Every time you open up your inbox, you have no idea what's in it. And it's somebody else's agenda. It could be a follow-up from something you sent them. It could be related to what you need to do. But you have other stuff that's on your agenda that you know you need to do, that you've assigned to yourself, that you've kind of decided. And then what this inbox does is interrupts your decision path. So this management system that I've kind of put together will hopefully offset the need for me to keep things in my inbox, which I do not want to do, and flags, which I also don't want to do. But the other thing I don't want to do anymore, and it's not because it's not capable of doing it, is move every single email to Todoist or Asana or to whatever task app I'm using or to Evernote or whatever. I want to be able to make a better decision on this stuff. And I think that the best way to do that is through folders. Now, I don't want everything in folders. I don't want to have a bunch of folders. I want to have no more than 7 folders. And here's why. 7 visible folders. There's always going to be the archive folder, and that's fine. Any emails that I archive can go there. And in fact, most reference material will still go to Evernote. It'll be forwarded to Evernote that way. If it's reference, it'll still go to Evernote because that is an inbox I can process fairly quickly. But again, Evernote really is a digital filing cabinet. And those notebooks are folders. And inside of those are files. So it's really not altering what I do in Evernote all that much differently. But what it is doing is it's removing some of the email mode tasks that I've had in Asana and in Todoist out of there, because I was looking at my email mode and it was overwhelming. Even after I moved stuff out of my inbox, it was overwhelming. And what did I do? I didn't assign dates to them. So that it really became an issue. So I sat down, I took a step back, went for a walk, one of my walks, and I said, okay, how do I manage this? And what I've come up with is you want to have it no more than 7 folders, and no less than 5, depending on how your work week is structured. And each day of the week is represented by a number, okay? Now, you don't have to. You could say Monday through Sunday or whatever. I just want it to go to, you could use numbers or days of the week. It doesn't matter. For the purposes of this, I'm going to say we're going to use numbers just because you don't know when your work week is going to start. So if your work week starts on a Wednesday, let's say you work Wednesdays. So Wednesday is day one of work. So let's just use that as an example. So what I want to do and what I am doing now is I look at an email and I decide, the decision I make is this something that I want to get into my task manager because I know I want to get to it at a specific time? Or is it something that I want to respond to sometime in the next 5 to 7 days? If it's something that I know I want to respond to at a particular time, then it goes to Todoist still, or to Asana. It'll go to either or. Gmail allows me to do that fairly quickly, as does Dispatch. But if I don't know when I want to respond, or I know I want to follow up, and this is a big one because follow-ups are something that I've created in Todoist and Asana as well, and I want to get that out of there as well because it does create a lot of shallow work in those areas, for lack of a better term. So what I do is I say, okay, I want to get back to this person by Thursday. So if my day of the week, let's say Monday is day one, I will say, okay, I want to get back, by day 4. And again, you may want to use days of the week for this just to make it easier for you. So if let's say day one is Monday and day four is Thursday. So I will drag that email to the number four folder. And you could even put 4-Thursday or whatever. It doesn't matter. So that way, when I go to check email, I'm not checking the inbox. I'm checking the day, the folder that's corresponding to the day. And I only have 5 in there, Monday through Friday. But if you want to have 7, that's fine. But you should have no more than 7, okay? I did have a folder that I was playing with called the future folder, which is anything beyond that, but that was getting full too. So I said, no, I need to be a bit more restrictive with that. So what this does is it keeps follow-ups out of my task management application, unless it's something, again, that I'm specific that I want to, and I may get away from it altogether, but unless it's a specific date, like I'm going to get back to you in 2 weeks. Okay, great. Then that will go into Todoist because it doesn't fall within the next week. But if, say my friend Sean Blanc emails me and says, hey, you know what? I want to touch base with you about this new idea that I have sometime this week. Great. I will then reply, perhaps, at that point in time, or I will drag it to the next day and say, okay, well, I'm going to email him tomorrow. So I'll drag it to, you know, from the inbox to Tuesday if this email happens on a Monday. Or I will drag it to the Wednesday or whatever day. And again, the nice thing about this is it aligns with my daily themes too. So if it's an administrative kind of thing, I'll drag it to day 4, which is Thursday. If it's related to learning, maybe I'll drag it to day 5 because it's my learning. If it's writing, it'll go to day 1 or day 2. And if it's podcasting, it'll go to day 3, which is Wednesday. So I'm playing with this, and I've been playing with it for a while, ever since I got back from travel. So it's been about 3 weeks, and it's working. So it's very simple. You just need to have, and for those of you using folders already, what you may want to do is have these folders at the highest level. And then if you want to sort your archived mails by specifics, then you can. But this allows you to process so that your inbox doesn't become the pull. Instead, it's okay, I'm going to go look at my inbox, but I need to look in the day one folder first, or the Monday folder first, or the Tuesday folder. And again, you could use either or. Okay. The reason, again, I made it numerical is that for some people, Wednesday is the start of their work week, or the Sunday is, or whatever. But you can decide, hey, you know what? I'm going to use days of the week because it matches up nicely with your themes if you're using daily themes. So this is an element of the Now Year method that's directly related to email management. And I think it creates a nice little staging area. It removes the mystery of the inbox. It removes the need to flag. And again, you can flag, which is nice. If you flag on the ones that are in the Monday, you know, the Monday folder, then you know that those are the ones you absolutely want to deal with. I don't do that, but you could, right? So this gives you a lot of options.